From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. While county leaders around New York State called the coronavirus vaccine rollout chaos and said they did not have enough vaccine to give the first eligible their shots, New York expanded the eligibility list on January 11th to those 75 years old and older. New York also started a phone line to call and register for vaccinations that was overwhelmed. So the next day, the state further expanded the eligibility to 65 years of age and older, and to people with underlying conditions, even though no great new reserves of vaccine were discovered. On January 12th, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said he was, and I quote, making calls all weekend long, end quote, to try to get more doses of the vaccine. Ryan says about 15,000 Ulster County residents were eligible to receive the vaccine last week, but the county has received just 5,500 doses over the past 3 weeks, including 1,200 so far this week. On January 11th, Greene County told people 75 plus not to call for appointments because they do not have enough vaccine to give everyone first eligible a shot. Now the state has twice expanded the number of folks who can now call and find out they are eligible to receive a shot, but they cannot actually get one because there is not enough vaccine. Meanwhile, Greene County announced 22 more positive COVID-19 cases January 12th, and Columbia County announced 37 new cases. Albany County reported 351 new cases on January 12th and a new temporary hospital overflow area. There were 74 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed to the Rensselaer County Health Department and two more deaths. Ulster County added 103 new positive coronavirus tests January 12th, and Dutchess County added 574 over the past 4 days. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado was one of more than 200 co-sponsors of the article of impeachment introduced in the Congress January 11th. Delgado is one of many representatives to call for the president's impeachment following the failed January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol as the Congress was certifying results of the November election. Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "On January 6th, the president incited a violent insurrection of the Capitol while Congress sought to uphold its constitutional duty to certify election results," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "Today I joined more than 200 of my colleagues in introducing an article of impeachment against President Trump. Protecting our democracy from ongoing threats requires swift action," end quote. The resolution was introduced Monday and calls for the impeachment of the president for high crimes and misdemeanors. Delgado is one of 15 New York representatives to sign on as co-sponsors of the measure. The article states Trump incited an insurrection against the U.S. government and that before the joint session of Congress on January 6, he repeatedly issued false statements calling the election results fraudulent and stating they should not be accepted by the American people or certified by the state or federal officials. The article states that Trump's actions, and I quote, "endangered U.S. security and its institutions," end quote. That the president has, and I quote, "demonstrated that he will remain a threat to national security, democracy, and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law," end quote, according to the resolution. Delgado also supported the impeachment of Trump in 2019. The Senate did not vote to convict in that case. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, January 12th, delivered the second part of his week-long presentation of the 2021 State of the State Address, saying New York must transition its economy to a post-COVID pandemic world. To do so, New York will rely heavily on rapid testing sites statewide. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This will afford us the means and guidance to reopen our businesses safely," end quote. Cuomo also called for revitalizing the performing arts in New York, a center for filmmaking and live performances nationwide. Broadway went dark at the start of the pandemic last March. Cuomo said, and I quote, "These artists are part of what makes New York, New York," end quote. The governor launched an arts revival program with plans for pop-up events across the state beginning February 4th, including Chris Rock, Amy Schumer, Wynton Marsalis, and Hugh Jackman, among others. Cuomo called for improved broadband internet access and greater affordability as more jobs and schools turn to remote work and learning. He wants a measure requiring $15 per month broadband service for low-income families. The governor also called for setting aside empty retail space to be converted into affordable housing in New York. The state's economy has been badly battered by the COVID-19 pandemic, and joblessness remains higher than it was at the same time last year at more than 7%. Cuomo's speech was the second of four State of the State addresses he is giving this week. He laid out plans for a transitional economy in the new year as testing has been easier to perform and vaccines are still being distributed. Cuomo said, and I quote, "The reality is not all business will reopen and not all jobs are coming back as they were," end quote. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Greene County's Mountaintop Cares Coalition has announced it once again offering training to administer naloxone and Narcan, the saving drug used to reverse opioid overdoses. The medication is easily administered by a trained person. The training is virtual and takes approximately 2 hours. It will be held online from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Thursday, January 21st. All participants will be issued a Narcan kit upon completion of the training. To register, write naloxone at mountaintopcarescoalition.com, or you can call 518-487-1788. The Coalition is a nonprofit organization that serves people with substance abuse disorders and issues of addiction in the mountaintop communities of Greene County. Its mission is to promote recovery and empower those we serve and their families through advocacy, referrals, education, and peer support. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.